No, seriously. No, seriously. I think Jesus would in fact get new shoes if given the opportunity. Something with more support. Apparently, United States Senator Gary Peters is demanding answers after deadly tornadoes tore through southwest Michigan last month without any apparently really timely warnings, if you recall. WJR's Marie Osborne has the story. Good afternoon, Marie.
And hi there, Paul. So during a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing, Senator Peters secured a commitment from U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to investigate the National Weather Service's failure to alert the public ahead of the March 6 storms that tore through Michigan. The system produced four tornadoes that day, including the strongest to hit Michigan in nearly 50 years. Peter said by the time the warnings were issued, the first tornado, it had already struck a home in Niles and it killed a 12-year-old boy. Peters called the delay is a serious failure and said the focus has to be on the facts and preventing future tragedies. Secretary Lutnick agreed to work with Peters. He wants to get the answers and improve the emergency alert systems. Peters also pressing for a formal after-action report from the National Weather Service, and he does want that report shared with Congress, Paul W.
Hey, I guess I wouldn't have necessarily immediately thought to blame or question or lay at I guess I wouldn't have thought about Howard Lutnick in his position as Commerce Secretary being the guy that one would go after failures of the what would have been called or thought of as the National Weather Service, but that's because I don't know the hierarchy or how that goes. I mean, did that surprise you at all?
Yeah, I didn't realize that either, other than it was during a hearing and maybe that was the person sitting there. I'm not clear on that either.
Yeah, I don't. So Lutnick said, "I'm happy to leave here, go back and examine where we are with respect to that report and have a conversation with you with respect to that report." I didn't see it. I'm glad you're covering it because I don't know if he was just trying to, get along and give an answer to a question that maybe he didn't expect, but I wouldn't have thought that was his responsibility.
Yeah, his purview. I'm not clear on why he would have the Commerce Secretary would be the one to come forward on this, other than obviously he's a member of the cabinet. There are still many questions though related to what happened that day. Someone that I know who works in meteorology, I asked them about this, and they said these storms were so fast and hit so hard that it just wasn't possible to get that warning out. But there's been so much reporting on this and so much demand for answers as to why they couldn't get the warning out. That's why this is happening. And it took the life of a 12-year-old boy, along with others.
And we do have a tendency anymore to expect answers. And maybe we expect people to be able to do things that they can't actually do. Maybe what you just said is right. What your weather people told you, your weather friends, that it came up so strong and so fast, there was nothing we could do. That's a real possibility when dealing with Mother Nature. And we have to kind of accept that. And we don't like to accept that. We like to think that we can be above all that and in front of all that. Maybe we can't be.
Yeah, we want answers. But you know what? It's definitely worth a look. And it's
Of course.
definitely worth an examination here, because certainly if they were understaffed or incorrectly staffed, we are the public. We need to know that.
And Senator Gary Peters did send a letter to the National Weather Service Director Ken Graham, pressing for answers into what prevented the National Weather Service from, in fact, issuing timely and appropriate emergency alerts prior to this fatal storm. So I'm going to give Senator Gary Peters the benefit of the doubt, and he's just looking to make sure that no stone goes unturned.
Right. Yep,
Hey,
exactly.
I hope you never take this as anything but a compliment that I always ask you foodie questions.
Shoot.
Has Marie Osborne ever made pigs in a blanket?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Okay.
Hello.
I didn't know if it was too lowly.
Family favorite.
It's everybody's favorite, but it's on the lower end of the gourmet or gourmand spectrum, which is where I put you on top.
Yeah, nothing's on the lower end. Great recipe by Martha Stewart with that. It has a little mustard in it. It's really delish.
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm so hungry at this time
of the day. I'll send it to your staff.
My executive chef.
I'll send it to the staff.
You know where that first came from? 1957, Betty Crocker published Betty Crocker's Cooking for Kids with the first simple recipe for what she called pigs in a blanket. How about that?
Very quickly, years ago, we had a family reunion, all Italians, all the best food. I mean, people outdid each other with the Italian food. I would come with a plate of pigs in a blanket because I was young and I didn't know how else to cook anything else. And after I stopped bringing them, everybody's like, hey, where's the pigs in the blanket?
Yeah, I believe that story. We got to go. I just got yelled at in my ears.
Okay,
we got to go. The plants will all die. It's 143 at WJR.